Hello, everybody. Welcome back. Our next talk is from Fraser Tweedell. He lives in Brisbane, Australia, where he works on identity management and PKI at Red Hat. He's passionate about functional programming and security and really likes playing with little plastic bricks from Denmark, a detail which he clearly included to pander to his co-organizer, Tolz.
Okay. Woo! So, just a very quick talk giving an update about the Haskell Security Advisory Database. So why do we want one? Well, security matters a lot. It is very important. And many programming languages have been improving their security tooling and introducing vulnerability databases of their own, audit tools in the package management and build systems. And so we should follow suit. We should not just follow, we should try and lead, in fact, and have best-in-class security tooling for our best-in-class language. It's increasingly important for industry adoption that language ecosystems have a way of reporting security vulnerabilities and disseminating that information so that commercial users of the language, or non-commercial users of the language, can find out about security issues when they arise and respond to them. It's also needed for some industry certifications like ISO 27001, which is therefore also important for industry adoption. So in August 2022, there was a tech proposal through the Haskell Foundation tech proposal procedures to establish a security advisory database and a team who would manage it. And that proposal was refined and accepted. The database repository was created, bootstrapped, if you will, in November 2022, but as of now, it's still empty. So the next step is to assemble a security response team who will populate and manage that database. And the call for nominations for the Haskell security response team will be going out in the next couple of days. The responsibilities of the security response team, or SRT, will be to triage and assess incoming security reports and for real vulnerabilities to move them into the database. So we will update and maintain the advisory database and ensure that the data is in a form that is useful for downstream security tooling. So these could be tools like Kabal install. We can implement an audit command to check whether your program or any of its dependencies have known security vulnerabilities. GitHub Dependabot is another tool on GitHub that can consume the data in the advisory database and automatically notify maintainers and project owners when there are security issues, and potentially even do bumping of bounds and automatically creating pull requests and testing the projects in order to make life easier for maintainers to move when a security issue is found. So developing those tools is not the responsibility of the SRT, but working with and liaising with the developers of those downstream tools is a responsibility. And there'll be a quarterly report on the team's activities and on the trends in the reported security issues. So who will be on the SRT? We're looking for 5 volunteers who can commit to an initial term of 6 or 12 months. And in that way, the terms will then be staggered. We're looking for people with experience in security topics such as, this is not an exhaustive list, but topics like secure development and web application security, pen testing, incident response and vulnerability research, cryptography, authentication, identity management, GRC, that's governance, risk and compliance, and any other security related topics. Obviously, no one has all of these, but we're looking for people to bring different experience in these different topic areas so that we have a broad coverage within the security response team. So as I mentioned, the call for nominations will go out in the next day or so. We're looking for people to self-nominate, so if you know someone who you think would be great, please encourage them to nominate themselves. The nomination process will be to email me on that address and say I want to do it and give a brief overview of your background in security. And we will aim to announce the initial security response team around the end of February. And that's the update. Thanks for listening.